Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our appearing, our appearing, our appearing.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, a word about your kids, a word about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. This is another time for Let's Talk Truth, Blog Talk Radio. And we're so happy to have you join us today, all of the people that are calling in. Area code 323-580-5712. We thank you so much for calling in. For those of you that's listening in, and for those of you that will be listening in on the archive, on my blog page, which is loisbullock.blogspot.com, we thank all of you for listening in. This evening, we're going to talk about customer service. Is it in or is it out? That's a subject, I believe, that hits everyone. And sometimes it hits us mostly in a negative way in today's time. So as we're talking about customer service, we're going to discuss how important it is to have proper and professional customer service skills when we're dealing with the public, and the ability to display professional customer service skills speaks volumes, I believe, about the person's integrity and who the person is, who the person is on the inside. And if you'll think about it, a person that's dealing with the public, you're dealing with everyone, all walks of life, all ethnicities, anybody, different job markets. So we're all affected by customer service. Mm-hmm. I was first introduced to customer service to know what I was being introduced to. The first time I did a telemarketing job, which I hated, I had never done it before. And when I had to deal with people, talking to people on the phone that you don't know, mm-hmm. it teaches you something about customer service and about how valuable that is to a person's life. We have some guests here today, and we thank them so very much for being here. We have Courtney is here with us this evening, and to give us his thoughts and his experience in customer service. And also, we have Louise here, which we thank her for being here, and we have Mr. Motivator. Thank you for being here too, Mr. Motivator. Maybe you can motivate us through some of our customer service snags that we have that we come in contact with on a daily basis. Before we start talking, I was wanted to absolutely get the definition of customer service. And there are several different takes on customer service, but I believe they all mean the same. Customer service is the practice of providing customers with a positive, helpful experience. And one entity says customer service is the provision of service to customers before, during, and after a purchase. Mm-hmm. Another segment says that customer service is defined as all interactions between a customer and a product provider at the time of sale and thereafter. Then one thing that's really says it all. It says customer service is the process of ensuring customer satisfaction with a product or service. And I know that we have all experienced negative impact with our customer service. And so we're going to try to come to some conclusion, and we're not able to actually change somebody's attitude or change anyone's idea by the way they do things on a daily basis. But shows like this hopefully will provoke some idea of change in a person's life to make them want to be a better person. And as I say at the beginning of every show, I'm not here to preach to you. I'm here to offer solutions or to shine a light on some things that go on in our lives on a daily basis that people don't actually address, and it goes unaddressed, which means it goes unchanged. So if you think about our show, it says, Let's Talk Truth. Let's Talk Truth means we're going to tell the absolute truth, and there is only one truth. So though I'm not here to preach to you, there's only one truth, and that's God's truth. So anything that we say must and will be encompassed by the word of God. That's the only way you can arrive at truth. And as I say in my theme song for my show, if we don't tell God's truth, then everything we talk about is merely our opinion. So our opinion doesn't really amount to much when we're trying to make something solid and life-changing. As I said earlier, these type of shows are just meant to be life-changing. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to start out by sharing with you some negative experiences that I had in with customer service. I went to a big place where everyone goes. You can buy anything you want to buy in this particular store. And I went to, and my son is an avid guns person, and he collects guns, and he goes to the range and things like that. And he asked me to check out to see if they had some ammunition. Mm-hmm. He told me the ammunition. I wrote it down. So when I got to the gun part of the store, there was a young man standing there. And I said, excuse me, sir. He did not say once, ma'am, could I help you? But he was standing directly at the cash register. There were no other customers there. So I said, excuse me, young man, can you tell me if you have XYZ, whatever? He said, I don't have a clue. And I said, well, would you mind checking? Well, I don't use guns, so I don't know. I don't know nothing about them. I don't know. And right there, that lost me. Because anyone that's working in a place know that if you want to please a customer, even though you may not have knowledge of a product, my first thing would have been, I'm sorry, ma'am, I don't actually know the products over here, but let me get someone who can help you. Mm-hmm. Instead, that young man walked out of that department and left me just standing there, you know, looking at the sky, and he never came back. Mm-hmm. Now, that was a horrible experience, and I would say that how much of this do we experience on a daily basis? And when are we going to get tired of experiencing stuff like this? Because as long as we accept the way we're treated, companies will continue to operate with those same inadequate employees. Mm-hmm. And as long as we don't stop going to these places, buying stuff from them, as long as they don't lose sales, they don't care. So just experiences like that prompted me to do this show, because back in the day, you just didn't have that type of rudeness. And if it was, you knew you were the wrong color in the wrong place. Okay, Mr. Motivator.
Okay, now, listening to what you said, okay, could you say it again in the tone the way the lady answered you when you made your...
Actually, it was a young man.
Okay.
And he said, you know, he tasted himself, smacked his lips, you know, I don't have a clue, you know, what you looking for. Oh, well, if you don't have a clue, why are you in this area working?
Okay, now I want to ask you a question. Now, what was the... what would you say about his attitude? Was his attitude good or bad?
Horrible.
Okay. That's
horrible.
You hit my point. When employees or people have bad attitudes, it reflects their character.
Mm-hmm.
And on top of that, there is the negative energy
mm-hmm.
that comes from that bad attitude fills the room.
Exactly.
And it causes each one that's there to make a change.
Mm-hmm.
That's why one of the reasons I put a lot of emphasis on my book. Not that I think my book is the only book or the best book in the world, but it's called Success is an Attitude, because doing my experiences and my journeys, traveling around and dealing with people, working with students, the ones who gave everyone the most problems, the ones who created the most troubles, were the ones who had the wrong attitude. You can have a bad attitude, and it's like a snowball effect. It can trigger, and it can change the whole environment in a room.
Of course.
And we as managers, we as company owners, we as organizations,
mm-hmm.
in order for us to continue to stay number one, we must make adjustments for people that have these attitudes. That's why we have a training. There are trainings. There are things that are offered. But if we don't get those people in there immediately, if we don't catch that. Now, that man, that gentleman's attitude prompted you as a customer, you could have decided, hey, I'm through this. I'm not even going to do business here. That's costing the store money.
Mm-hmm.
And the other employees who were there, if there was another employee there that saw that, especially another team manager or
mm-hmm.
whatever,
mm-hmm.
they should have reported him.
Okay, and that's Courtney, you have something you want to interject here?
Basically, customer service is an important, people understand that it is an important, integral piece of a company.
Mm-hmm.
Customer service can make or break a company.
Of course.
Some of my hobbies, you know, people deal with customer service a lot, and people's companies take hits when they don't have good customer service, and you see it, and they have to correct it, but it's a lot of damage that's done, because word of mouth spreads because of the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see a lot of, if you just want to see customer service of a company that you're dealing with, you can Google that, and it'll show up positives or negatives and things like that. But our problem is not with the top of the company, because the top really has a disconnect between the lower end of the company. The problem with customer service lies within the managers.
Mm-hmm.
The managers that are there every day, they let stuff just go on because they don't have stake in the company. It's not important to them.
Exactly.
They have an I don't care attitude. So it flows from there down to the average worker.
Yes.
And then you have a whole section of people not caring. Well, when you go complain against it to the manager don't care. The dude is not going to get fired because the manager doesn't care.
Exactly.
But when you hit company, that is the pocketbook. When that pocketbook, you know, say that paper company A that you go and get your paper from, but if word of mouth, they have a 15% decrease in sales, then that's when the top starts to understand, hey, what's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then when they get involved, then people want to say, man, why did they get involved? Because you're messing with their money.
Exactly.
And when they mess with, when you do that, then they come and clean house. But the managers should be cleaning house in the beginning.
Exactly.
And then if they're not doing their job, the managers need to be replaced. Because customer service is so important. If I order something from a manufacturer, or I get him to build me something, let's just say, I like firearms. If I get a manufacturer to build me a firearm, and he says it's going to take 12 months, and if he calls me with periodic updates or something like that, and it might extend that past that 12 months, he might say a year and a half. But I'm going to still keep that, even though my lead time might be stretched. But if he has good customer service skills, I won't mind that.
Of course. And
people don't understand that. Customer service is really important.
That's right. You know, you talk about how word of mouth and reporting things. And, you know, we're talking about Let's Talk Truth. I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. I don't know of too many people in my category that don't shop at Walmart. Walmart has poor customer service representation. I went on the internet and looked up some of the complaints. They have sheet after sheet after sheet of complaints in every city and state that they're located in. So you know what that says to me? This has gotten to the top somewhere. But as long as it doesn't affect the bottom line of Walmart's money, they don't care. But I feel that if we are being, if people are being rude to me where I spend my money, people don't understand where you give your money, that's who you give your power to.
Yep.
So you're giving them the power to continually put people in position where you won't have positive customer service. You keep taking your money there. You keep spending your money there. Because, and I believe one thing is, an individual, we're just too tired to go through the steps to do whatever it takes to make people aware we mean business. Poor customer service skills. Now, let me tell you something that I realized. Because I asked an individual, because I asked different people who won't be on the show, do you think bad customer service is in all areas? And they said emphatically no. It depends on the area that you're shopping in, or the area that you're looking in or trying to get service. You don't have bad customer service skills, I don't believe, in Highland Park.
Well, you might, and it technically it is everywhere, but people in those areas go out the way to ruin a store if it does that. They don't.
Yes.
They said, okay, you're gonna do that. Well, I'm gonna make sure you don't have nobody. So, you know, if someone in an affluent area has a problem, they're more likely to get it solved fast because they will stay on it. they'll stay on the complaint side, and mm-hmm. it'll get changed.
You know, I don't know how I'll be looked at for saying what I'm going to say, but I'm going to say it, and you can sue me if you want to. I'm African-American. I'm African-American, and the majority of the bad customer service skills that I get is from African-Americans in certain areas. I went in a store the other day, and I asked a lady, I had some things in my basket, which were, it was a perishable item, and it was a lady standing there near the counter, just standing, and I was next in line. So if I had pulled my cart out of line to take it back to the deal and put it in there, and I said, I'm not going to buy this item, would you mind sticking this back in that freezer for me? Let me tell you what she said, and this is exactly what she said to me. Baby, I am off the clock, and I am not going to walk over there and take this back. I said, baby, if I was your manager, you'd be gone home for good. Because there is a way to address something. Now, her normal reaction should have been, let me take that. I'm off the clock, but let me get somebody to put that back to me. That was a normal thing for her to do. But instead of that, and it seems like, and my heart goes out for these young people, because if you can't have good customer service skills in that area, then how can you move to higher things? What would you do if you owned your own company? How long would it stay open?
Yes. And I'd like to say this in regards to the people who do strive hard to offer good customer service, the employees that do work hard. This is no reflection upon those who do a good job, because in the midst of the people who have bad attitudes and they offer bad service, there are still awesome, some good people who do their best. And sometimes those people aren't always recognized, and sometimes those people are overshadowed. And because sometimes the people who have the bad attitudes are the ones that hurt the customers, sometimes you find that these are the employees who grab the position, or they take control of the environment, the area,
mm-hmm.
and they end up pushing out some of the good employees. Because I know that some good people who have worked in corporations
mm-hmm.
that were pushed out of positions by over-aggressive employees who had the type of attitude that, hey, we're looking out, I'm looking out for me, and I don't want you in this position, and I think you're too nice. Even with me being an educator, I've worked with teachers who've had conflicts or had issues with another teacher that they thought was a little too respectful or courteous to the students. And that some of those teachers had a conflict. They didn't want to work with the teacher that wanted to give out a lot of respect. And they tend to want to push that teacher around. And it's not because that individual was wimpy or anything like that. It's just that they were taught to treat each person
people with kindness.
With kindness. And
now
I want to recommend, say something also real quick. I've read Mary Kay on People Management
mm-hmm.
by Mary Kay Ash. And this is a wonderful book, but it talks about her life and how she got started.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that impressed me, she said that she worked for a corporation and she was treated badly by some of the managers. And not only did they treat her bad as an employee, they treated the customers bad.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the type of person who took notice.
Mm-hmm.
And she took note of everything that was going on. And she said, do they know how much money the company is losing because of their bad attitude? And she, when she decided to start her company, her philosophy, one of the things that made her so successful, she said, my company, my philosophy is going to be based on the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them to do unto you. Treat people the way you would like to be treated. And so that was what she put emphasis on with all of the people, the managers that she trained, the people that she started from the bottom and motivated them to become great leaders. She made sure that they treated every customer special.
Exactly.
And when they treated that customer with respect and did what they were supposed to do for the customer, she rewarded them for being great employees and great managers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how she came up with the idea to give them Cadillacs, because she said the one that treats the customer special and makes them feel good about what they're purchasing and she treats them like people, she said, I want them to have the best. And she got the best car that she felt would be a representation of their work and efforts, and that's how she put the pink Cadillac out there.
Right. And kudos to the lady that started Mary Kay.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we're having shows like this today,
yes,
there are good people out there who work good, who does good customer service.
Right.
And when you go to a place where you have had so much negative customer service experience,
yes,
and it's a refreshing change to find someone who is on point.
Oh, you're
and
right.
When I find a young person that's on point with customer service, I make it my business to go find that manager right then and give them compliments.
Wow.
I do it at fast food restaurants. I do it everywhere I go because I want management to know you need to keep this person because this person brings satisfaction to everything. Now,
you're right. In fact, my wife and I, we get in the line of that person. In fact, that's our favorite person that we go to for help. Or when we come to the store,
mm-hmm,
we get with that particular individual because we know we're going to be treated good.
Be treated good. And one other point I want to make, whereas Mary Kay made it mandatory through her training.
Yes, she did.
That you will do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
Yes.
That was a powerful statement.
Yes.
That's the golden rule.
Yes.
But you've got to make people aware now that they're doing something wrong because you know how they've changed the golden rules? Do unto others before they do unto you.
You're right.
They have changed it.
Right.
So the generations that's coming up, you've got to flag them down and let them know what you're doing is unacceptable.
I agree, and I think it starts first with leadership.
Exactly.
Because when the leadership is trying to stab each other, then they go down to the employees, and they can't help but to be that way because of leadership. But I think Courtney had a point he wanted to make.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that we're talking about training.
Yes.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you are not, first of all, if you're in a job that you're going to have to talk to people, not just coworkers, I'm talking about the customers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't feel like doing that, quit that job. You're doing a disservice for yourself.
Yes.
To yourself.
Yes. I agree.
Because
you're right.
You're not a people person.
Yes.
Those jobs are not for you.
Yes.
If
mm-hmm.
you don't know how to talk sweet talk and do all this kind of stuff,
yes,
it's not for you. It's not in your blood. So don't do it because all you're doing is running your blood pressure up and the other and the customers. Another
mm-hmm.
thing, management,
yeah,
managers,
yeah,
supervisors, immediate supervisors, managers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you have on your hands. Fire them.
Yeah.
Get someone in there that's going to work because that's why you see a lot of this violence
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that. You know,
yeah,
people come back,
yeah,
shoot up the place.
Yeah.
We don't. Nobody wants to be talked to any kind of way.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's better that you go ahead and fire your employee than to lose money or to be sued for something.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they're talking, your employee talks. He is talking for the company.
Mm-hmm. Representing the company.
And he will, and he will get you fined, sued, or just put out of business.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right.
So when that happens,
mm-hmm.
let them go. Quit
mm-hmm.
keeping them.
Yes.
Because not only is that bad for the company, it's bad for you as a manager.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you hire somebody like that, that must mean you're just like them.
Exactly.
You're right.
Because the head, the body can only do what the head lets them
no
do.
Greater than the head.
Cannot be any greater than the head. And this is what people fail to realize on a daily basis. It goes far from everything. You want to be more productive as a manager, you start being productive.
Mm-hmm.
Get the bad apples out of your establishment.
Mm-hmm.
Rudeness gets arguments started. Arguments turn into fights. Fights turn into knives being pulled out, guns. You don't want none of that. You want
the laws to change.
You want your place of business to be a safe, fun for your employees.
Yes.
And a
enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Yet productive.
Yet productive.
Yes.
Because if your employees are doing good, your customers, you can charge high prices. But if you're treated good, if the customer's treated good, they won't mind paying it. Believe me, I know. I know some makers, some gun makers charge $4,000 or $5,000 for a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Takes 2 years to make because they have a backlog.
Mm-hmm.
People just willingly give it up. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. He you know, once a week, once a month, he tells me what's going on. And I just sit back and throw more money at them. But then when the person who doesn't give them any feedback and like, okay, he said my gun to be ready for in 6 weeks, and it turns about 6 years.
And you haven't heard from
him. And you haven't heard from them. Then they like, okay, give me my parts back. I'm going to go back. And then this person is ran out of business.
Mm-hmm. Now, you're absolutely right. There are certain steps that we should adhere to
mm-hmm.
if we're going to be positive customer service reps.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, let me tell you, you're a customer service rep in your own home.
Mm-hmm.
If how many of you wake up in the morning and want to see your wife or your husband walk through with a frown on their face, the kids wake up in a bad mood? You don't want to do that.
No.
Mm-hmm. When I wake up every morning, I don't care. I try to wake up with a positive face. I really do.
Oh,
I come
yes.
down. I do. I try to come down. I want to speak to everybody.
Yes.
And I feel like, and I tell people, I have told some of my kids to get out of my face. I don't want to see your long face. Go. There's nothing that bad. You woke up this morning, you're alive. Get out of my face until you can smile.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that might seem harsh, but I don't want them to bring me down. And if you have that kind of attitude at home, what kind of attitude are you going to have when you get to school?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of attitude are you going to have when you get to work?
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to build up and get any better between home and there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, and when we're talking about customer service, there's several steps we need to remember in customer service. The number one thing is patience.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to have patience with the other person.
Yeah.
If you are responsible for a product, you have to have patience with me when I'm coming to review your product.
Yeah.
You've got to have patience with me because you're the expert, I'm not. So you have got to be able to show me what's going on, give me the ins and outs of it, and if I don't understand or I can't come to where you are right then, be patient until I get there.
Yes.
In my way of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So,
I agree with that.
Yeah, you have to have that
mm-hmm.
because if you don't, you're going to have one frustrated, confused customer on your hands, and that's going to be me.
Mm-hmm.
And if I leave your establishment confused, frustrated because you didn't have any patience. And I see it in youth all the time. Young people in leadership positions or in customer service positions, they don't have time to deal with that customer. I used to tell people
everything is instant.
I used to tell people all the time, they're talking on the phone to their insurance people, and they're talking on the phone to a person who just had a three-car collision, and, you know, their car is totaled, and they're irate on the phone. And you, well, listen, I don't have to listen to what you're saying. Yes, you do. That person is confused, and part of your customer service skill is to bring calmness to that situation.
You're right. I like what you said. You said they need to be patient, and the other word you mentioned is to listen. When you don't have good listening skills, you have to listen to understand what the person is saying, so you can offer a solution
right.
or a strategy to resolve the problem.
Mm-hmm. Because what then that moves into the next one, attentiveness.
Yes.
Give that person the attention they need.
Yes.
Because if I'm, okay, just if whatever I'm looking for in the store. Have you ever been in a store and you're looking for something, you know, you're looking around, you don't see a sign, you don't say anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you stop, excuse me, ma'am, could you show me where the, excuse me, sir, could you tell me where?
Yes.
And if they go, I don't know, somewhere over there. Well, you're right back where you started.
Yes, you are.
And then they walk out.
And you wonder how did they get the job.
Exactly.
Then they're not knowing where anything is. Why do you hire somebody if they don't know where anything is?
That's right.
They can't tell you where the bathroom or anything else is.
And so attentiveness is that ability to really listen to customers. And that's very crucial because it assists in providing great service.
Mm-hmm.
And for more than one reason. You've got to give that person that listening, that attentiveness that they need. So we're talking about what? Patience?
Yes.
And attentiveness.
Mm-hmm.
Then we're talking about clear communication. Oh, my God, how many times have you gone through a drive-through and have to repeat your order 29 times?
Yes.
You just keep, no, could I have a Big Mac, all beef patties, lettuce, sauce, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what you're asking for is a chicken sandwich. No, all beef patties, specials, your commercial.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to say it over and over and over again.
Yeah.
How frustrating is that?
It's very frustrating. And again, it goes back to management. If your people don't understand, get them back into another training and get it at their pace. And not move fast, because sometimes
mm-hmm.
we have people, they want everybody to learn it fast. They want them to learn it overnight.
Yeah.
And if they don't know it, if they don't understand it,
mm-hmm.
make sure that they understand. Don't put them out there if they're not ready.
Mm-hmm. And so you have to have good communication skills.
Yeah.
And so you got first, you've got patience, attentiveness.
Yeah.
And then you've got clear communication skills. Then how often, just like me when I went in and asked about the ammunition,
yes,
and the guy told me he didn't have a clue. He said, I don't own guns.
But if you are working at a place
knowledge of the product. You have to have knowledge of the product.
And this is at my job. They really are big on that at my job. We have things, we have audits, and we have big companies come, like Mitsubishi, Nissan, Panasonic, like big, real big companies come. Well, and we have audits, so if they ask us something, and if I wish I would say, I don't know.
Oh,
and
man.
Walk off.
You get right up out that door.
My plant manager would pull me to the side and say, go ahead and take off your uniform and going out the door because you just made us look bad at, you know, to a company that makes billions. Now they're taking their product away,
mm-hmm.
and now we don't have any money. So what we're taught to do is, if they ask us a question that's outside of our realm that we don't know,
mm-hmm.
hold on, you know, and it'd be like four or five of them, hold on one moment, sir or ma'am, let me get an engineer or let me get my supervisor to tell you these things. And
that's how
and then, excuse me, and in the way you talk,
mm-hmm.
communication is key, like
that's
you were
right.
saying earlier.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And when I'm saying communicate, when I say communication, it's just not words. It's tone.
Reflective tone.
Reflective tone. I learned this in school.
Mm-hmm.
How, I believe it's six different things that are going around. Going on when you're having a conversation.
Your body language?
Your body language
your
and all that kind of how you stand. You have to understand how you stand to people. Looking people in the eye, saying your words clearly, talking soft. It doesn't mean for a dude to say, oh my God, not soft like that, but not at a harsh tone
mm-hmm.
to put people on the defensive. Because once they start going on the defensive, it's all downhill from there.
That's right. So you have to have the ability, not only do you need to know your product, you have to have the ability to use positive language.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I mean by positive language. I had a gentleman to tell me the other day, him and his family several months ago was trying to find a house. And they were trying to get on some housing list. And the person that they talked to told them, oh, well, you need to come back in 2024. How positive was that for that man to hear?
It was very negative.
That was so negative.
Yeah, it was very
negative. Even though you may not have what they want, if I order a product and it's on back order,
yes.
There's a way you can tell me it's on back order without discouraging me.
Yes.
And if you discourage me, guess what you're going to do? You're going to lose my sale.
You're right. I would like to say, being a recipient of a couple of outstanding sales leadership awards, one of the things that I learned in being trained in sales was that communication and the attitude and how you treat the customer, how you make them feel is important.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that when people like you, they want to buy from you.
Of course.
When people like your attitude, they want to come to you because they know you're going to do what you can to help
mm-hmm.
them. And I think that's where we people miss it at when their attitude is just really bad and nasty.
Mm-hmm. You're so right. Just say, for instance, you come and you order anything you order from me. It may be on back order.
Yeah.
Now, if I tell you, I'm sorry, I can't get that to you until next month. It's on back order and it's unavailable.
Yeah, and that happens.
Well, that's
that
a dead end. That leaves you at a dead end.
Yes, it does.
And so it doesn't flow with you. You're not gonna. You're wondering, okay, what do I do? Can you order
right.
it?
You're right.
So my
and if I want it bad enough, I'm gonna go somewhere else to get it.
Now my positive language to you should be, I'm sorry, that product will be available next month. I can place the order for you now, if you'd like, and as soon as it's in, I can have it delivered to you.
Yes.
Now, that gives you some, it's not just a dead-end conversation,
yes.
and you don't know where to go from there.
Yes.
So all of that's part of being part of your, you know, customer service skills requirement.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm. And then acting. Do you know when you come in contact with people, you have to be able to act. You didn't know we could go to Hollywood and some of the things we do. But there are people out there that will come and to get that you have to help. that you just can't make happy. So what do you have to do?
You have to go and get help.
You have to learn to act. You have to learn to act in order to get them on your side.
Yes.
Say, for instance, I'm just in a bad mood and nothing you do is going to satisfy me. And I walk up in your face and I'm barking out these needs and desires and wants. And you say, well, let me see what I can do, knowing whatever you do, I'm not going to be pleased with it.
Right.
So what if you say something to like, how's your day today? You know, are you having a good day? Or just small talk. Did you hear about what did you think about the Cowboys? Are you a Cowboy fan? Or, you know, what, something that will draw attention away from the situation.
Yes.
But something that has a pleasant thought.
That's
that
right.
Will make a person.
You're right, to break that consciousness level where they're at. To get
mm-hmm.
them out of that state.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, because when somebody is in a bad mood, how you going to help them get in a good mood?
You got to find something.
You got to be able to act.
Yes.
You find something where you can meet them
yes.
in a place where it's going to pull them out of that funk that they're in.
You're right. And some people, sometimes it's a light compliment. Oh, by the way, ma'am, that's a beautiful coat you have on. My wife has been trying to find one that particular style.
Yes.
Oh, and also, you know that. Oh, well, let me tell you
where you get this and so on, and already you have changed that person's attitude.
That's right.
You have changed the way they're looking at their day, and then you'll be able to make them positive, happy before
That's
they
right.
leave there.
Yes.
One other thing is time management. You have to, what is time management anyway? You get to the point where, have you ever just gotten to a point where you know you can't help a customer?
Yes, I've been in those predicaments. And they weren't easy situations.
Yes, and that means that when you find that you can't help a customer, you find the person in your company who can.
That's right.
And stop feeling like you're such a whatever it is you feel like, but you're feeling that, they're not going to think I'm good at my job if I have to turn it over. You're good
yeah.
at your job
yeah.
when you recognize your limits.
Get some help for that person.
Mm-hmm.
An acronym that I've learned to use over time dealing with people, because I used to deal with, in one of my jobs, I dealt with patients,
mm-hmm.
medical patients, coming in the injury clinic and all of that rigmarole. But one thing I learned was the acronym or whatever, QPIP.
Yeah. Quit taking it personal.
Quit taking it personal.
That's a good point. I agree with you 100% on that.
If they have a beef or something, it's with the company, not with you.
Not with
yeah.
you.
That's right.
And they're coming with all this negativity. If the people out there listening right now, if you're an employee, what you do is you go get your supervisor. That's what they're for. Not for the customer to unload on you.
Yeah.
You just make sure, because you cannot affect change.
Mm-hmm.
You're a customer.
You cannot implement change.
You cannot implement it.
Mm-hmm.
You can't make big decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can't come down to the level where they're angry and they're banging the table.
Mm-hmm.
I want an answer.
Right.
Okay. You got to back away. Sir, I understand what you're saying.
Uh-huh.
Let me see if I can get someone. Okay, watch your tone.
Right.
Don't raise your voice up. Don't challenge them.
Because they don't
because,
know you.
You know,
they don't know
if
you
go out to eat. If you go out to eat
mm-hmm.
and they mess up your order, the waitress can't say, your supply of food on me.
Mm-mm.
Who
no.
says that? The manager
says
that.
That's right.
So when someone is, believe me, I've had one of my jobs, like I was saying, in the medical medical field. I've had some irate people wanting to see the doctor for medication, but he said to tell them no. Well, I told them no, and they got irate with me, called me all kinds of names. But, you know, I was like, that's the meds talking and all that. So I'm not going to sweat it. I'm not going to go out there and confront them. Mm-hmm. We're not going to go fist the cubs. We're not going to do all that because I like my job. And first, you know, I'm not trying to go to jail or I'm not trying to get a bad reputation. And believe it or not, it's my opinion that even though companies cannot say derogatory things about you when they call for
a reference.
Mm-hmm. If they're in the same field, your name is going to get around that you're a bad apple.
Yes.
And you will not get a job.
Right.
So people, just so you know, they do that.
Exactly.
Even though it's not technically legal, they do that, and your name becomes mud.
Mm-hmm.
And you will not be able to get a job in your field. So lose the attitude. Managers, fire the people with the attitudes. Get you some good salesmen, sales ladies, or whatever, and make your company more profitable.
I'd like to add with that what Courtney just said. Managers should get rid of those bad employees, that bad apple. My granddad gave me a sack of apples, and one of them, the apples, was kind of had a rotten spot in it.
Mm-hmm.
My mother told me to get rid of it. I forgot. And do you know, it wasn't long before that whole bag became spoiled.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? What happens if you got that bad employee with that bad attitude, the way the one was talking to you? Okay? Now you have new employees. And they have to spend a period with the bad employee to get training for them to teach
it's
them.
It's going
to
rub off.
It's going to rub off because they're going to treat them the way they're treating the customer. And then I want to add this too. We live in a multicultural society.
Mm-hmm.
And we're dealing with people from all different nationalities, backgrounds, countries.
Mm-hmm.
And we must learn, it's important for us to learn how to talk to people, how to treat the people, because hatred breeds more hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see things happening like with the bombings and different things, you're looking at hatred being planted, those seeds, and people form their own opinion because this person treated me like this. I think all the people in this particular race or this nationality, they're the same way, and they form those negative opinions.
Those negative opinions. You are so absolutely right. What we shared tonight was strictly from experience, and we also shared some steps or some attributes that we should all try to embrace to assist us in being a powerful customer service unit in order to be positive in everything that we do. Number one, kindness is the key to everything. Caring. You have to care about yourself. I'm saying this, and I'm saying it out there for everyone who has an attitude, a negative attitude.
Yes.
If you have a negative attitude about anything in this whole wide world, that tells everybody what you're made of.
Yes.
That speaks volumes. You don't have to tell me I'm a good person, I'm a this and that, because if I see your negative attitude, you have already spoken volumes about who you are, what you represent. And it's everywhere. Bad customer service skills everywhere in every walk of life, everywhere you go. And before I close, I'm going to pose this question. And when we come back on next week, at the top of the show, I don't know what we're going to talk about next week, but whatever we talk about, we're going to have this answer. I'm going to pose this question to my panel and to all the listeners, and I would love for you to contact me with your answer. You can call me at, you can write me at letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That's L-E-T-S without the apostrophe. letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. Send me an email and tell me this. Do you believe negative customer service hits everyone equally, regardless of race, gender, or your economical status? Do you believe that celebrities are treated better with greater customer service skills than the average person? Those are the, that's the question I'm sending out there. I'm posing that to you, and I want to hear your feedback. And the only way I can hear it is in an email. Send me an email or call me at, what is that number?
Area code
469-554-0337. You can call me and answer that question, or I'd love to have it in an email so that I can have it to post on my blog page. I want everybody to know that you're powerful and you're very interesting. Okay?
I would also like to share with everyone, if you or someone that you know has a challenge with their attitude, if they have a bad attitude, I would like to recommend my book, Success is an Attitude by Dwight Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
This book is designed to change a person's mindset, to help them to understand that there are things they can do to enhance their skills and become more positive and to set and achieve goals for themselves.
Well, thank you, Mr. Motivator.
Oh, and one other thing I forgot. Your show, The Customer's Always Right, that I heard that from the managers when I was coming up, and what you said tonight covered those attributes.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the customer is always right means be nice to the customer, be kind.
Yes, be nice to the customer. It's not going to... It won't hurt anybody to be nice and kind. And you receive, what did our parents tell us? You catch more flies with honey.
Yeah, you catch more bees with honey.
Catch more bees with honey. But so that means to just be kind and be nice.
Yeah.
And make sure you grow, just because it's not your business. If you work there, you're only setting the stage for when you do own your own business.
That's right.
And I think that we should own our positions, that even though we're working for other people, we should own our positions.
That's right. Be the best
you
can
be. Be the best that you can be. I promise you, I love being the best at what I'm doing. If I fall short, it's not because I'm not giving it 100 or 200%. Mostly I give it 200%.
Yeah.
And, I just want to encourage everybody else, and I want to thank my staff for being here. I want to thank my panel for being here. Mr. Motivator, you're always an awesome guest on my show.
Thank you, Lord.
Louise is an awesome guest on my show. Courtney, you're so awesome. Thank you for being here. It's good to be able to hear the thoughts from different people, different age groups, coming together just to see if we're on one accord, because if you're on one accord in any situation and you're on a positive one accord scenario, then guess what? That's just success. It's just success all the way around. I want to thank my listeners for listening in. I just love you, and want you to just know that we'll be here this time next Tuesday night at 7:30. And we'd like for you to join us then. And until next week, this is Lois Bullock, and this is Let's Talk Truth, and I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.